Welcome to the FTS BetSlip Podcast Mindset Series. The aim of these episodes of the FTS BetSlip Podcast is to build up a library of sound mindset advice that you can access anywhere and use to help you on your betting and trading journey. If you are new to this Mindset Series of podcasts, then please make sure you go back and catch up on any previous episodes that you may have missed. Each podcast will also have a written blog version to go alongside it. That is on our website, ftsincome.co.uk. And some of the episodes will also have an accompanying YouTube video on the FTS Income channel. So please make sure you're subscribed to that so that you don't miss any of the informative videos. Good luck, and I hope to take you on a profitable journey with your betting and trading activities. One thing, if you do enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. In this latest episode of our Mindset Podcast, I want to start looking at the technicalities of betting, because this is where they sort of start to entwine. So we're going to start talking about staking, and obviously staking and your mental approach, they go hand in hand. It tends to be the monetary issues that people then have puts pressure on their mental side. So obviously one of the ways we get that under control is in how we stake. So I want to talk sort of, you know, make a sort of ultimate guide to staking for people, particularly in regard to football betting. Maximize your profits in, you know, the match odds markets or the goal markets. But we're going to start right at the beginning. So again, I make no apologies for starting with the real sort of basics. And then as we work through this series, we'll start to get a little bit more advanced. But I think whatever level you're at, it's always good to revisit the basics. So I want to delve deep into the sort of intricacies of staking, covering topics such as the pitfalls to avoid, maximizing your staking strategy, testing different stake sizes, increasing stakes over time, formatting a bankroll effectively, and as I say, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned football trader, hopefully this will provide you with some valuable insights to help you boost your profits. Let's start with the pitfalls. Obviously, one of the biggest pitfalls when it comes to staking, you know, particularly in my regard, it mostly is football betting, is the lack of a proper bankroll management. You know, it is the absolute basics. It is crucial to allocate a specific portion of your betting bankroll to each wager, allowing for long-term sustainability. One of my golden rules, and I think part of my longevity in the game, is it's about staying in the game. It's about being able to get up the next day and go again, particularly if we're on a bad run. Failing to do that obviously results in reckless betting, emotional decision making, and then that usually leads to significant losses. So we kind of got to get principles in place at the start to do that. So the first one obviously is to determine your betting bankroll. So before we place a bet, we should have done our work in the background, and we establish a dedicated fund which is solely for betting purposes, nothing else. This just one simple thing alone, and there are people who don't do this, this helps you maintain clarity and discipline. It separates your betting fun, your betting activity, your serious betting, whatever it may be, whichever way you're going to go about it, it separates it out from personal finances and money that you would need to spend elsewhere. I think one of the biggest things I've found working closely with people is people who've got no money trying to build a bank for them when you've got all the pressure of having to pay bills, mortgages, whatever it may be, particularly in what we've been through in the last few years with COVID and heating prices, cost of living, inflation in the UK. You know, really since COVID, everybody price-wise has been pretty much taking the mick, profiteering. When you're trying to live through that with no money but bet, because you're trying to get your bankroll to a stage where it gets to a level where you don't need to use it to pay bills, you can use it to grow your stakes, that's where I've come up to the biggest issues, the most resistance, people getting themselves in trouble, getting in situations that you can't really get out of, because there's not this, you know, in effect, you've got to say, that is my betting money. I am going to guard it with my life. I'm going to look after it. and this is how I'm going to use it. And it is no use veering from that, you know, and you win. You know, one of my things I've always said to people, it's the bets you don't have. You go and win £1,000 following your football strategy, but you lose £1,500 having bets on boxing, golf, or whatever it may be. You've got to, you're never ever going to go anywhere doing that. You then got to, once you've got that fund, avoid placing overly large bets. And we've talked about building systems, and you know, for me, I always look at 3 to 4 times the drawdown of what's happened historically, because it, you know, of course it can happen, but it becomes more unlikely the more bomb-proof you make that bank. So by doing that, working it out and dividing it into points or percentage of your bank, it means you can stay in the game. So avoiding placing overly large bets that can deplete that bankroll quickly. Determine, you know, either a point value or a percentage value. So if you've got £1,000 and you want 100 points, it's £10 a bet. And it doesn't veer off that till you reach your stage where you're going to put bets up. You don't all of a sudden, oh, I've lost 4 or 5, I'm going to have 50 on the next one. And I know this again is basics, but this is exactly what people do. So generally for me, I, you know, some people bet up to 5% of their bankroll that I've spoke to. For me, 1 to 2%, a lot of my bets are sort of 0.5%, 1 to 2.5% of on your risk tolerance. And then you've got to understand your risk reward. And that's something, again, that I'm trying to work on some people with now. It is no point having a betting strategy that wins 0.1 points. But when it loses, you know, 1-2%, because your wins will never catch up with those losses that are going to happen. We cannot avoid the losses that are going to happen. We've got to accept variance, so we know it's going to happen. But you've got to make sure you've got good risk reward. Avoiding chasing losses. Obviously, this is the biggest one. You know, you're having a bad day, and you don't, you know, I don't know, you've lost 50 quid on a Saturday afternoon. There's a few games on in the evening. You've only been betting in fivers and tenners to lose that 50 quid, and then to get it back, you try and have 50 quid on in the evening, and all of a sudden that loses. Now you're £100 down. Now what do you do? You know, it's a dangerous mentality. It leads always to more significant losses. You've got to get that bankroll set up, determine your stakes, and then stick to those predetermined stakes, and never let emotions drive your betting decisions, particularly when it comes to staking. When we're trying to maximise our staking strategy, and I'm talking about football betting, it is obviously we're focusing on many factors. We're focusing on our analysis and our market selections, and we mustn't get away from those. So before placing any bet, we know what those bets are, what it's going to go on. We know that we're going to work out our position, work out our stakes, work out what we're going to bet on before we even part with that money. And that's where we start to build trading plans. And I've made videos on this sort of stuff. That's my selection method. That's the money I've got. That's how I'm going to stake it. And we're not going to deviate from that. No matter what the results show, we're not going to deviate that. We're going to execute that plan, go through focus, execution, all the things that we've talked about in this series so far. Obviously, in football, there are so many betting markets now, and not all of them offer equal opportunities. And that's where we've got to look at liquidity, what is available, how can we grow our money going forward. You know, so a lot of people I see focusing on leagues, you know, Romania, whatever it, Vietnam, whatever it may be. Have you genuinely got in there what you need to grow to where you want to get to? Certainly for me, no. I mean, I struggle, you know, I don't really bet in League One and things on a Saturday afternoon because there's not money there. So my focus when there's a lot of games on at the same time will be on the bigger liquidity games, as opposed to leagues where I can't get the money I want to matched, because it's pointless having my winners all at small money and then I have a loser at big money and I don't go anywhere. So all that needs to go into it, proper market selection alongside your analysis into a trading plan, and then we know exactly what we're going to stake on it and we are good to go and execute that. it is absolutely essential to test different stake sizes to find this balance between risk and reward. Testing allows you to evaluate the effectiveness of your staking strategy and make the necessary adjustments along how you go. So the easiest way, and one of the things, again, the mistakes that people make, is starting with small bets. So the first thing that you should do, no matter where you're getting your bets from, and I think one of the things when I sort of say to people I've got a good first half 1.5 strategy or over, is they dive in with big money thinking, again, it's going to be easy, it's going to be quick money. There's no such thing. All my stuff wins over a long period of time, but in any 1 month, 2 month, 3 month period, it can have bad runs. And I think, again, that's where we get into that. I started putting 20 quids on, I lost 100 quid, I gave that up. We give up, we walk away. We never actually get the benefit of getting our money back. So one of the best things, you know, testing is so important in betting. And I think that starting with small bets, begin by placing small bets, that will give you the time to assess the accuracy of your analysis. Is your staking strategy working? It's going to minimize any losses during that testing phase and enable you to see your risk reward. When you win, what do you win? When you lose, what do you lose? And work out, is that balance accurate for you to be able to take that forward? Recording and analyzing results. So maintaining a detailed record, including those stake sizes, odds that you've bet at, outcomes. This allows you then to look at it objectively, look at that performance and identify anything or patterns or areas for improvement. And again, this is where sort of system analysis and staking go hand in hand, because we want to stake in systems that are the right risk reward for us mentally, that we can handle, that offer growth, that enable you to move forward. And we don't want to, after a period of testing at small stakes, start to again remove losers and backfit. Or if I took the two nils out, then I'd be absolutely fine. Or let's perhaps say you're betting 1.5, 2.5, and 3.5 goals, but all my losers are 1.5, so I'm not going to do them. And when you look, well, you only actually had 5 bets in the 1.5. That's a perfectly legitimate that they may all lose. So that testing period is really important to work for it. And then once you've tested that and you think, right, okay, this can be profitable, I know what I'm doing, you need a plan for increasing your stake sizes. So for me, with trading, it's a percentage, and that automatically compounds then, because as my bank grows, if I start with £1,000, say 1%, it's £10. If once I've won 200 quid, 1% is £12. And what I do personally, and you don't have to do this, is I don't ever put my stakes down. I always leave them at the maximum level. For me, I've never understood why people want to do losing at one level and then try and win it back at a small level. As long as your bank is set up correctly, you can absorb that variance at the same stakes and work it through. For fixed odds, I've talked about this many times, for me, start with a bank, work out my drawdown 3 or 4 times that. That becomes my points. So if my drawdown's 25 points, I would times that by 3 or 4, 20, 75 or 100, I'd probably go 100. Right, I've got 100 points. That is 4 times the maximum drawdown that this has historically ever shown. So I can absorb that and a lot more. And I'm going to bet that, and I've £1,000, and I'm going to bet 100 points. I'm going to leave it, so that would be £10. I'm going to leave it at £10 until I've got 50% more in my bank. When that £1,000 becomes £1,500, I'm now going to reevaluate my bank, and I'm going to increase my stakes 50% in effect. So I'm dividing 1,500 by 100. So I'm now betting £15 a point, and on we go. And that way, now you've already got a built-in plan to grow your stakes and allow for that drawdown. That's one of the key things. And as you gain confidence in and experience in your football betting, once you give these things time to ferment and actually come to fruition, increasing your staking size is where you maximize your profits. It isn't something that you are going to see big profits at small money. You're not going to back enough 20, 30, 40 different one winners, and at football, you know, variance ain't going to allow it. And at football, when you're betting around, you know, if you're laying, you're only winning a point. If you're backing around, you know, even money, 6 to 4, 5 to 2 shots, you're still going to have variance in there, and you're not winning fortunes all the time. It's that slowly, slowly, catchy monkey approach. But by having your increasing stakes over time, so say the 1% or whatever, it maximizes your profit. And what you need to do is monitor the growth of that bankroll to determine for you, as the stakes right, are the increase in stakes happening at the right time, so you're responsible for it. And for me, it was about setting financial goals. So I had financial goals, and my milestones in my betting tended to reflect that. I'm a great one in thinking you should reward yourself. So if I look at sort of when I started, my first goal was to get a bankroll that would enable me to operate, to give up work, and that bankroll I figured needed to be about £50,000 in the bank, that was away from other money, so that I'd built up some money and I could use that and stake how I wanted, without it putting pressure on any funds for a year. So it never there. And that's why I say about trying to do this and make and pay your bills is really difficult. But then once you get going and you're realizing that you can do this consistently, and of course you're gonna have the odd losing month, but you can move along, you need to at sometimes take some money out. That's what we're doing it for. So let's say for example I had £1,000 bankroll, 2-3 years I work, I've got it up to £10,000. Pay yourself, give yourself a couple of grand, go and have a holiday. Now back to £8,000. You know you can build it up again, and you're starting at a much higher bank than you were when you started with a grand. So pay yourself, treat yourself to something, go and do it. I think that's really important to see that reward. So dividing your bank into smaller units, say most people go, 50, 100 out, thought, make sure you do it. Reassess regularly and stake properly. Never underestimate your risk reward. It's absolutely pointless, no matter what the event. If you're trading pre-race and you're losing, winning £3 and £4 and then you're losing £30, the game becomes really hard. So you've got to understand your edge in that market. What can you make on a winning bet on average, and what can you lose? And all this stuff I'll try and talk about in more detail, and I've got some spreadsheets that can help people as we move forward. But I think the first thing is just sort of getting your head around it. And people don't, as I say, I make no apologies for starting at the start, that you've got to test, have a plan for growth, have those stakes built in, make sure it's systematically. Have financial goals. I think goals in life, and we've talked about these, are really important. Financial goals are just as important. Make sure that money is separate. What you really want, the whole essence of it, is to take pressure off yourself. It is the financial situation that causes the pressure, where you are putting pressure on yourself because you haven't got that money behind you. So everything starts to build up great pressure on you. And I've seen it in the FTS chat room, people talking about this sort of thing, and my overall insight is they probably can't afford to be betting at the money they're betting with. There is no pride, loss of pride, in starting small, starting at your level and getting a system done. It's like when I give things to people, they try and do everything. Focus on one or two markets, get a decent bankroll, test it, start small, see if it suits you, risk reward, can you see the growth in it, and then move it forward. If not, then you can tweak it and analyse it, and if you've only been staking small, it hasn't cost you a fortune, and you're not getting that scarring from losing money all the time. That ultimately is what affects you mentally then in all the other aspects of what we talk about. So I will leave it there for now, and we will move these along as we go through the next episodes of this series.